Said we were going to start Perek Beis. We saw, I'm just trying to remember what we did last week. We said that a person is mechayev to misoire lavoidas Hashem because of the Torah and also because of the seichel we saw. You know, let's have a look at this. Let's see the Leif Tov at the beginning of Perek Beis. Adam chayev lisoire on daf resh dalet. Person is chayv to arouse himself to avodas Hashem from the Torah. In addition to what we spoke about already, where we proved ourselves off b'seichel that we have a chiyuv to be avod Hashem. In meshakoyches nefesh ha'adam hamushochos oise the tanugim gashmir v'isaskus chomris. Because we have in ourselves a nefesh, and the koiches ha-nefesh draw a person to the physical pleasures and the hisaskus, the dealings of chaymreis. Goivreis al koiches seichel la'adam, ha-moysheches oisoi la'avoides Hashem v'lis'alu isruchnis. Person has koiches ha-seichel that draws him towards the avoides Hashem and an Eliyan Ruchnias. But there's this Nefesh Ha'odom that pulls in the opposite direction. You have a battle here between what's called Nefesh Ha'odom and Seichel. That's why you need the Torah in addition to the Seichel. You need the Torah to Machayev you, because otherwise you're going to have a stalemate. You're going to have the Nefesh pulling you one way, the Seichel pulling you another way. And you're not going to be able to pull it off. That's why you need the Torah as well. It brings three reasons for this. Aleph, mifshar nefesh poeles ba'odam mitchiles briyosei, v'ikadma l'seichel v'adam ragel yishma lo minnoi rov. The whole world of chinuch buried in that one line. The nefesh starts functioning right from the beginning of a person's life. The seichel only starts happening much later. So a person becomes habituated to listening to his nefesh and not to his seichel. V'adam rogel yishama lo minnoi rov. Person listens to his nefesh. He's gone into the habit of listening to his nefesh and not his seichel. That's where chinuch comes in. Chinuch is to be, the parent has to be the seichel of the child, because the child doesn't have a seichel. So if the child starts having positive experiences with his seichel, via the parents, and when he's old enough, the parents give it back to him. Well, that's the problem. We have a habit, we listen to the nefesh, we've listened to your nefesh since you were born. Now suddenly you start getting tippa seichel, so we don't really recognize that voice. Second of all, mipnei shanefesh ha'adam mukeves min nefesh yesoides hateva shel ha'olam hazeh. The nefesh is made up, it's a hybrid. It's made up of foundations of nature from azem olam hazeh. If you want to find koyach, if you need energy, you're not going to find it in the seichel. The seichel has no energy whatsoever. The seichel is not a very big, powerful, loud, gorilla-looking creature. The things that the nefesh offers, the food and the tanugi magashmi, gives a person koyach. Masha'en ken, the Seichel Adam doesn't give him koyach. Hainu, aneshama kadoshe bo. Achutz b'me'alom ha'selyoinim. He's zara bo'ilam hazeh. He's a foreigner in this land. He doesn't have protection down in this world. The neshama comes from a much higher place. So he's a stranger in this world. He's a temporary resident. He's a tourist. Va'av dova einu mechazak oto bo. Nothing yeh mechazak sim. The entire Bria is against him. The whole world is against the Neshama. That's the second reason we have to deal with. That's pretty scary. And Gimel, if Nashakoichas and Nefesh are poiling board and bli hair if Yoimam Velaila, Hoilchumit Paschim al Yedei Pulosom had Tmidim. Tmidis. The Koichas of the Nefesh are functioning all the time without interruption, day and night. And they get stronger and stronger via what they do. The more you're involved in that area, the more it strengthens itself. The seichel, unfortunately, doesn't have the center stage. We go to the seichel, we refer to the seichel when we need to, but it's not that which is functioning full-time 24-7. When you lie down after a hard day's work, the seichel doesn't kick in and start functioning. That's all he does. You have to activate it. Therefore, a person needs this oris from the Torah. If you didn't have a Torah, you wouldn't be able to deal with this. Because that's really the tachlis of a person. Our tachlis in this world is to get the seichel to rule over the nefesh, not to destroy it. You want the nefesh, you want the koichas ha-nefesh. Nefesh has got a lot of power. You want that energy. But you need the seichel to be ruling over the nefesh and not vice versa. Therefore, the Torah, together, the Torah will teach a person, will show a person how to use the seichel to come to a level of avodas Hashem via hakara and seichel. That's why we were created, for avodas Hashem. But without an hisoirus from the Torah, all you'll be left with is your seichel. And the seichel is very often going to be overpowered by the nefesh habahemis, which is pulling you down. So therefore, the seichel is your best friend, and he's going to lead you right every time. But he's very weak, he doesn't have koichas, and he's up against something that's very powerful and something that's very familiar with the environment. But the neshama doesn't feel so comfortable down here. The nefesh, he's got home ground advantage. So that's the reason why you need is Eris in Torah. That's just the Dom of the Leif Tov, the summary. So let's go into the Chavetz HaLevavos and see what we can build here. This is the mamas big sugyas here. Ula Matzerech, Shel is Eirus al Yedei HaTorah, Noisef li is Eirus al Yedei HaSeichel, Hu, Mipnei Shekoecha is Eirus, HaMushrash B'Seichel, Nechalash al yedei shloisha goyimim. Like we said, he's going to go through each one now in detail. That's why people who tell you, I don't need Torah, I'll be a good person. I don't have to learn Torah. Learning Torah, yeah, it's not bad, but you can be a good person without learning Torah. We're coming to tell you, you can't. Yeah, a person has seichel, a person can work out what's right and wrong. No, you can't. Because your seichel is going to get whipped every time by the nefesh. So you'll fool yourself into thinking that you're a good person. But you need the Isiris of Torah. Okay. The first one is, as we saw, Masha Adam Nivra Binefesh Vaguf. Hashoinim Zemize Umis Gabrim Betivim Zealze. Umuhusam Hafuche Zoi Mizoi. We have contradicting powers pulling inside of us. They strengthen each other, they're different from each other, and they pull in different directions. They're very different. Yeah, he's calling it nefesh v'guf. Nefesh, yeah, he's referring to neshama. And not like the Leif Toiv that he called nefesh, that he was referring to the nefesh behemoth. Yeah, when he uses the word nefesh, he's talking about the neshama. The Chavetz HaLevavos himself doesn't use any of this Loshon. He just says you have two opposing forces. He doesn't call them anything. Leif Toiv in the Pirush explains that we're talking about the Nefesh, which means the Neshama and the Guf. Now we know the Neshama and Guf are very different. They try and conquer each other. And their essence is the opposite of each other. V'boyis barach hit bi benefesh ha'adam midas v'koychos.
Now,
But I'm getting confused because I don't know what he's talking about. Now we're talking about you know, the Chovas HaLevavos calls it Nafshoi as well. Nafshoi v'gufoi. Why would the Nefesh and the Guf be opposed to each other in the context that he's using it? Yeah, I don't know. Let's see what he says. And you have Nefesh and Guf. And again, when I look now, it doesn't look like he's talking about the Neshama. Well, let's have a look. I don't know why the Nefesh and the Guf. Okay, let's see. The Nefesh and the Guf, I don't know which Nefesh he's talking about. Yeah, but he's talking about the Nefesh and the Guf, and they're very different from each other in Pueblos and in essence. The Kodesh Baruch Hu planted in the Nefesh, Midas v'koichos, shall yodom hu mishtoikek ledvorim, he desires things, shahelgal mefatech his gufoi, umamritzoi soi, that the helgal in these things opens up the guf, mefatech the guf, what's the word, develops the guf, umamritzoi salasek v'yishuv olam hazeh, and it chases him to be Isaac in call in what's called Yishuv Olam Hazeh, to find it, to make this world livable. In order that the human race, this thing called Adam, will have some ability to survive in this world. The Marotcha b'nei Adam haboy didim choylfin v'oivrim mimenu. Umidas elu heim hataivus lahanois hagufnius. Okay. So you have a nefesh and you have a guf, and they're very different from each other, but the nefesh we're talking about is the nefesh that desires all the physical pleasures. And then, so it's called balechayim, the same desires, yearnings, drive that every animal has. V'aboyis baruch hirkiv benefesh adam oid midos. And Hashem added and planted in this Adam, this nefesh of Adam, other midos. Shekashe hu mishtamish behem hu mois b'chayv olam hazeh v'chofetz li pored mimenu. Okay, you have to understand, Chovas HaLevavos doesn't use the classic demarcation that we used to in the Ramchal and whatever for how we define what's called nefesh, neshama, ruach. He uses the word nefesh kind of generically for everything. You have to see what he's talking about. So in this nefesh, he has this desire to go after the animalistic drives that he has, and Hashem put that in him so that there'll be some kind of kiyuma oilam. But also in this nefesh, seems to be the same nefesh, Hashem puts other midas in there, and when he uses them, he becomes despicable with this world, and he wants to leave it. What are those midas? The midas eluhein, haseichel v'chochma hashleima. That's seichel and chochma. Somehow that we always relate to as the neshama, and then the nefesh is the nefesh baby. So you have a struggle between the nefesh and the neshama. I don't know how he puts the guf here with the nefesh. Why those two are menugodim? I don't know. Maybe once you add in these extra midas, then the nefesh becomes menugot to the guf. I don't know. I don't know what his definitions are. But that's what you have. You have a nefesh which is striving and yearning to get out of this world, the seichel and the chochma shleima. And then you have also, whether it's the same nefesh, a different nefesh, ani lo yodeh. I mean, it's obviously that's the same nefesh, but why is he, all right. That also has, this nefesh has the bodily drives. The drives for the physical pleasures and the physical needs in order to maintain that the world should be kept. Fine. So that's the dichotomy we have. We all know we have this dichotomy. We call it different things. We call it Guf and Neshama. We call it Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. A lot of different classifications. He's calling it Nefesh. He's calling it Nefesh. Okay. So inside this Nefesh, you have these conflicting forces. Mekiven Sha Nois HaGufnius Kodmul HaSeichel HaOdem Minurov. The physical pleasures precede the seichel by a long time, because the hanois gufnius start functioning straight away, and the seichel only comes much later. V'hein hischabru alav bitchiles briyosei b'keshe chazak v'amitz. These physical drives, these nefesh behema drives, are joined into him right at the beginning of his creation with a very strong and tight knot. It's not just something that's sort of floating around outside of you. It's mamash, mamash, deeply implanted in us. He's become habituated in chasing after these things since he was very young. That's why the mid of taiva overwhelms all the other middas. It even overrides the seichel. You know the seichel is telling you don't do this, and the physical time is overwhelmed, and you get whipped time and time and time again. You'd think the seichel would, you know, you'd learn. No, because that's the hergel. Well, helgel nasa teva. But that blinds, it plasters over a person's eyes from seeing. The ibdes kachosav hanechmodos. You lose all the powerful koichos you have, the koichos that the seichel has, you lose them. It gets overwhelmed by this very powerful force, an habituated force of the physical drives. That's why the physical drives left alone will always overwhelm the seichel. So the seichel needs some external help. Can't do it on his own. He's got to hire some troops. You need to hire some troops. You need to hire some missionaries to come and help fight for you against this very despicable koichas. That's the taiva for physical pleasure, animalist pleasure. In order to arouse and do tresameisim on the midas, the very praiseworthy midas of the seichel. Where do you hire missionaries? Where do you get this external assistance to help you fight these lowly drives? That's the Torah. Asher bohira hakel libroyov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught his creatures, creations, they shluchav neviv aleim mashalom. Es derech avodoy soy. Vaya Hashem shlichim and neviim alav shalom. He taught us the way to serve Hashem. But without Torah, the goof will always override the seichel, because it's been around much longer than the seichel, and we know the force of habit. Habit is a very powerful force. That's why you need the Torah. Because Nisrael and Musa, we need to develop and build the seichel. The seichel left on its own doesn't do too much. So that's the first reason why. Relying only on the seichel, because the Chovas HaLevavos could have been very quick about it. He proved very, very, very emphatically. Beautiful, beautiful proofs when you use a Koras HaToiv and the Chiyuv, the debt that you have to a person who helped you. When you transplant that into a Kodesh Baruch Hu, no one would argue. Let Manda Palig, that you have a Chiyuv to be Oved Hashem. It's Poshut Al Pi HaSeichel. No good, so that's the end of Shah Avodas Elokim Vaita. No, it's not enough. Because left to your own devices, the physical, the gashmis, the nefesh, whatever you want to call it, the goof, will always overwhelm the seichel. Therefore, the seichel needs some external, you have to outsource. Seichel needs to outsource a little bit so that he can get some koiches. That's the Torah. Okay. Agoyim Hashenihu. Why is it not enough, the seichel? The seichel draws from the Olam HaElyon, Haruchni. He takes from the spiritual higher world. And he's mamash a stranger in this world. This world is of guf and of gashmis, and the neshama doesn't really belong here. Lumazois a taiva sheba odom michuberes mekoiches a teva mizug arba yisoidus. However, the taiva that Adam has, which is made up of different koiches, hateva, and is made up of the four yesodos. We know the four yesodos. The yesod of Ashar Shehu Bolam Hazeh, their foundation and roots is in this world, the Abu Yesodos. When a person eats in this world, he gets koyach. The pleasures of the physical world he gets here gives him strength. He gets yeshiva das. He has a nice meal and he has a bit of pleasure, whatever. Oh, and he's upbeat and he's ready to go. Since he doesn't belong here, she doesn't belong here. The seichel doesn't have anybody to mechazek down here. And no friends. Seichel doesn't find any friends here. All the physical creatures that the gashmistika creatures that the neshama meets when she comes down here, he comes down here, are against her. He's calling the neshama here masculine. It's interesting. Therefore, the neshama needs help, assistance. Via that assistance, he'll be able to push away from himself all the strengthenings of the taiva. He'll be able to overcome the taivas. And he'll be able then to misgaber on the taivas. The Torah is the refuah for this machala. It's one of the machalot, one of the diseases of the guf, of the neshama, of the nefesh, and a pain to the midas. Okay. Yeah, you picked up my concern about why the neshama is called hiya. Eli? Okay. No, as long as something's going in. Okay, I haven't had a chance to work it through. Because the neshama is a bit like Shabbos. The neshama gets its koiches from above, but then it's mashpia down here. So, but anyway, the Chovas Lavav calls it a he. Ain law, yeah. He calls it in the masculine. Okay, I'm not gonna argue with the Rishon, but it's sorry here. Okay. Umisiba zu timtsa shatoy mazira mehab macholim umalbushim vikinyona rechush upuulois amachzikois is koyachataiva. If we see that the Torah warns us about many foods and types of clothes and possessions and actions that mechazek the koich of taiva. The things that if you do, mechazek's taiva. And the Torah warns us about them. V'chein mitzava Torah lasso is dvorim hamanugodim le taiva. And the Torah commands us to do things that are against the taiva, shehem ahefech mimenu. We commanded to do things that are mamish the opposite of taiva, that they're completely opposed to taiva. The Hainu, he gives examples, hatfila, hatzom, hatstoko, gumilas chesodim. Those are counterintuitive to taiva. Tfila is the exact opposite of precus oil and doing whatever you want. Tfila means that there's somebody above me. I can't just do whatever I want. I have to go talk to the boss. Fasting, that's also for sure the opposite of taiva. Stocker is for sure the opposite of taiva. I need money to fulfill my taivas. If I give away the money, I won't have all the taivas that I want because taivas cost money. And if I give you 10% of my income, I'm getting missing out 10% of my taivas. This is a mamash breaks the taiva. Ugmilas chasadim, also that breaks the selfishness and the searching after your own pleasures. So those are the things that the Torah commands us to do. It enlightens a person in this world, and for sure in the next world. It strengthens the seichel, because you have kelim now that you can use to go against the koiches hataiva. Without tefillah, without stocker, without all the mitzvahs, without all the dinim that force a person to think about other people, that force a person out of his selfish taivas, he wouldn't be able to survive. But now that he's doing these exercises, I'm not referring to tefillah and these things as exercises. I'm using it in the context of what we're talking about. Yeah. Doing these things helps to break the koiches hataiva by giving the koiches seichel strength. A candle for my ragli, for my legs, are your words. The owner sivosi, and it's a light for my pathway. V'nema oid, it says in Mishle, ki ne mitzvah v'teirah or, ne mitzvah teirah or, and I'm going to that now, there's more to be said about that pasuk. V'nema oid in Koheles, v'raisi ani sheyesh yisrein l'chochma min ha-sichlois, ki yisrein ha-or min ha-choshech. There is an advantage that seichel has over sichlus, whatever you want to define as sichlus, foolishness, stupidity, whatever, like the advantage of light over dark. That's how Shlomo Melech sees it.
Rabbi, how does the seichel relate to the Yetzirah Tov?
The seichel is going to be that which drives the Yetzirah Tov. He hasn't spoken about the yitzras yet. He's just talking about the two fundamentals. You have let's say the guf and the neshama, or the guf and the seichel, the taivas and the seichel. He hasn't given a. Sometimes it's the dimyan against the seichel also. The dimyan also is something which challenges the seichel. But essentially, I mean, the Bali Musa talk about it. The Seichel is the Yetzer Tov, and the Taivas, the Guf, is the Yetzer Hara. It's just that quiet voice that tells you when you're doing something wrong and tells you what's right. It doesn't make a lot of noise, and it doesn't have a whole performance, and not a lot of discussion. It's that quiet Seichel Dika voice that knows what's right. And it tells you what's right, but then that's when the struggle starts. Yeah. I haven't found one go-to place that defines all these concepts and terms and puts them into place. I've been struggling with it for a long time. You know, what's das, what's seichel, what's chochma, what's bina? There are translations of those words and definitions, but how does it all fit together? And what's the guf and the neshama? And because he himself, he talks about the nefesh and the guf, and he talks about the seichel. The seichel he talks about is the ruchni, the oiler ruchni that comes from another world. It seems like he's talking about the neshama. But I don't know how, dealing with the Rishon, I don't know how they use these different words and interface. I've never seen like a collective, you know, like Rabbi Tetz, you know, define and get, like he did with Bechira. Mamash did an unbelievable job to put all these things together in one place. There's a Maral and there's a this and there's the Derech Hashem, and there are a lot of different places, but to put it all together and come up with a clear picture, I haven't done yet. So Nilo Yoda. But essentially, those are the two opposing forces. There's the physical drives and the spiritual drives. The spiritual drives are managed by the Seichel, the Yetzer Tov, and the physical drives are by the Yetzer Hara and the Nefesh HaBahemis. That's essentially, that's a working definition of exactly how, what I don't know, Nilo Yoda. Okay, we'll stop there. So next week we'll pick up the Goyrim Shlishi. And then we'll start. And then we'll afterwards, okay, once we've done that, now we'll know that from the Seichel and the Torah, you know that you have to be Oisek and Avodas Hashem. And then Peregimel will start defining Maze Avodas Hashem. What is Avodas Hashem? Okay, see you tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem.
Thank you.
All the best. Good night. Thank you.
All too.